greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely, sunny island nation of Sri Lanka, where amidst a world going down in chaos and confusion, the spirit of life, the spirit of truth, the spirit of Christ Jesus, Yahushua HaMashiach, leads and guides us into all truth. The ever-present, all-powerful Spirit of God that loves us, shows us the way amidst our own confusion, amidst a world of deception, amidst the lies, the tribulations, the trials, the travails that we may face. You know, I think sometimes one of the difficulties can be the fact that, you know, hey, everything's not perfect. You know, I mean, there's no perfect people, there's no perfect governments, there's no perfect political leaders, there's no perfect financial systems, there's no perfect anything. And so we live in a world full of imperfection, and yet I mean, the God that made us, that created us, is perfect, and is calling us into the perfection that's in Him. Then He will bring us into that. He that began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. And we are made perfect in Christ Jesus. So, you know, I think the struggle, though, is that, you know, we keep coming into that. We keep bumping into that, I should say. You know, the imperfection, the difficulty, the struggle, the fact that people don't meet our expectations. And, you know, we hope for more, but, you know, all fall short. And we fall short. And we don't meet other people's expectations. You know, I think, you know, one reason I think why I'm glad that God has, you know, for me to minister like this, i.e. we don't go to a church building, we don't, you know, pay rent on a facility and put, you know, have everybody show up. I think one reason why I appreciate this way that God has allowed me to do this is because, you know, I think it helps to then not look to a person. Because your God doesn't want you to look to man. He wants you to look to Him. God doesn't want you to trust in man. He wants you to trust in Him. Because, you see, I'm fallible. You know, my other buddies that minister as well, you know, we're flawed human beings. You know, the one thing that we've done is we've given our lives over to the Spirit of God, and we've asked for His will, we've asked for His plan, we've asked for His purpose, and we want to follow Him. That is the desire, the true desire at the core of our heart and the core of our being. And whatever that desire may result in, we're okay with that as long as we are walking in step with the Spirit of God. So that's really it for us. I mean, other than that, you know, the rest of it is kind of like, hey, we're pretty messed up as well. And, you know, not that we want to continue to go in a godly line and let God transform us into what He wants us to be, of course. But, you know, you realize too that throughout this life, hey, we're going to fall short. And if it was not for the grace of God carrying us through, we would never make it through. No one is good enough of their own merit, of their own devices, to be able to stand before a holy, perfect God. And when you realize that, you take the pressure off as well, because then you realize, you know what, it is His work. He's the one that did it. He's the one that made it possible, not us. He's the one that made it possible for us to be able to have a real relationship with Him. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But you know, I think because we're surrounded by that in a world that everything is based on works, everything is based on what you can see, touch, feel, taste, just all your senses, that smell, you, whatever you can, and that's based on your efforts in the world system and in the world around you. But God makes a way, not of works, lest any man should boast. He makes a way through faith in Christ Jesus. We are born into that faith through the work of the Spirit of God that draws us unto Himself. We've been made new. And as a new creation in Christ, you and I, we follow. We follow Him. We follow the leading and the guiding of the Spirit of God. You know, there's that scripture Paul talked about, you know, follow me as I follow Christ Jesus. You know, it's absolutely true. And even for me, myself, you know, look, my goal, my desire truly is to follow Christ. But if I get off that path, you know, hey, stop following me. You know, stop looking to me for anything. Because the only way that you'll have anything is from those that are walking with Him. And anything less than that, you're not going to, it'll take you astray. You know, there's a lot of people that are running around that are taking people astray, taking them in the wrong way, taking them in a path that is not good. But when you have a heart for truth, God's got a way of bringing you out. He's got a way of making things known. So, you know, I think it's hard sometimes too, because, you know, we want to live at peace with those that are around us. We want to be at peace. We want to be on good terms. But sometimes it just doesn't happen. You know, sometimes it's just, things get stretched, things get difficult, things get pulled. And, you know, when that takes place, what do you do? You know, what do you do when you want to be at peace with people and it just seems like things are going the wrong way? You know, what do you do when you know, you're really looking for it. You don't want to cheat anybody. You don't want to steal. You don't want to deceive. You're trying to do the right thing by the people around you. And yet, it just seems like things are swirling and turning and twisting and just not quite going the right way. Well, what do you do? Well, sometimes, you know, sometimes these are attacks of the enemy. Sometimes God's allowing the circumstance to be orchestrated to stretch you and for you to learn and for you to trust and for you to know at the core of your being that you believe something that He showed you despite everybody else telling you something otherwise. See, this is where it gets interesting. You know, I think a lot of us have, you know, we've got people around us that love and care about us. We do. You know, somehow we've got some people around us that love and care about us. But there's some things that you got to know for yourself that God has put inside of you, that at the core of who you are, you know that this is what God has spoken to you. You know in your heart this is what God has for you. You've got to see something that He shows you. And because that faith, that certainty in whatever it is that God is revealing, it's got to be real for you and not anybody else. And see, this is where I think that's a scary tipping point. Because for a lot of people, you know, they still want their faith to be contingent on somebody else. But it's between you and the Father. It's between you and Him. It's got to be something He showed you. There's something that He revealed to you. You got to know it. Now, yes, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Yes, he does put good people around us to quicken us, to help us to see things we can't see. Yes, of course. You know, at the same time, you know, you got to also know that there's going to be sometimes that God needs to bring something to be done, to show, to reveal. And he's got to bring it through somebody. And if it's going to be you, then you're going to have the assurance that it's God speaking to you. The tenacity to bring something forward. The perseverance to know and to understand that it is Him indeed speaking and showing you something. You know, there is a tricky balance in this though too. Because the heart is deceitfully wicked, full of deadly poison. Well, actually, that's the tongue too. The heart is deceitfully wicked. And, you know, it can deceive you. It can show you, it can take you in the wrong way. So, this is why, back to the directional, your volition, your intention, the place that you would set your attention, set your heart on things above. Set your, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. Put your heart into the things of God. Because when your heart is there, you're going to find out that in the midst of the things that you go through, the things that you face, that He's going to lead you in the right direction. See, when your heart is not with Him, when your heart really is in the world, what ends up happening is you will be deceived. See, this is again, this is one of the subtleties of... All right, take this scenario. Let's go with this one. Okay, so you got a man whose heart really is in the world. He loves the world and the things of the world. Yet he's a family man. You know, I mean, his heart is in the world. He likes the stuff. He likes the position. He likes being called sir. And in that process of being called sir and liking being called sir and liking being a big shot, and what he wants from the world is willing to give him for his allegiance. But at the same time, he wants to raise his kids, so he takes them to the church. They become part of it. They are very active. Kids go to Sunday school. Wife bakes the brownies. They show up for the big meetings. They support. They finance it because, hey, he makes a good salary. They finance the things going on there. But at the close of that whole thing, what's the consequence? Well, where's his heart? His heart's not with the kingdom of God. His heart's with the world. And that's where his treasure is. That's where his volition is. Now, he's put a spiritual glaze on the whole thing, but Scripture talks about a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. There's a big difference between that man who would be a pillar of society, who would be esteemed by the world, who would be somebody that would be seen as in the world's eyes, a good man. There's a big difference between that man and the man that bows his knee before the kingdom of God, bows his knee before the King of Kings, and says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Whatever it is that you would have of me, that I will do. Whatever, where it is that you send me, I will go. Whatever you require of me, that is my will and my joy and my delight. And then that man, who then receives from the hand of God whatever it is that he gives to him, whether it be riches or whether it be a meager existence, whether it be many friends or none or few or wilderness experience, whether it be abundance or lack, attack or rest, you know, whatever it may be, whatever life may result in, He's willing to go with it. And why? Because wherever the Lamb will go, He wants to follow. Whatever the Lamb will do, that's what He wants to do. That's His heart. And you see the difference between the two. Do you understand the spiritual divide between the two? Because the first one, that first man, to the world he's acceptable. And to the world he's marked. To the world, when biometric chips and all these other things start coming up, that man's first in line with his family, running the queue at the church where they're handing it out. Versus the other man that in the spirit knows, I cannot go this way. I cannot go another way away from the Spirit of God. I cannot give my allegiance to anything else but Him. My source and my provision is Christ. And everything that I am and everything I ever will be is in Him and belongs to Him. I desire nothing else but Him. Big difference between those two men. Though on the natural level, many people wouldn't see it. On the natural level, many people wouldn't understand it. And that's why, do not go by the realm of the natural, go by the realm of spirit. And the Spirit of God will lead you and guide you and show you what is real and what is not. Who is real and who is not. What you should trust and what you should not. Now, this time is a time like no other. There is stretching experiences galore on the horizon for the children of God. And yet, in it, God will carry us through. God will lead us and guide us, strengthen us, establish us, set up our feet, and show us the way and the path to go. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to try to fix it. You know, that's something too. Hey, you guys, you don't have to try to fix it. You just have to trust. You just have to do what it is that He tells you to do this day. Do what it is that He's put in front of you to do this day. Know that in what it is that's going on, that He's in control. You know, love, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Trust and faith are the same word. You know, trust. As you trust Him, He's going to lead you. As you walk with Him, He's going to guide you. As you have hope, that hope won't be disappointed when it's in Christ. So, you know, it's not easy. Yes, it's not easy. But God's kept it simple. And in the process of things being simple, you can know for yourself that He will undertake for your circumstance. He will undertake for your situation. He's going to not leave you stuck and incapacitated. He's going to raise you up out of that chair and put your feet on solid ground. But, you know, there are attacks that are on the horizon as well. And the devil is going to look for every chink in your armor, every loophole, every spot where he could potentially take you in another way. And you've got to be aware of that. But God will also take that which is intended for evil and turn around for good. God is also going to take that which the enemy would try to do to hurt and harm you and the plan that he has against you, and he's going to flip that and make it something else. He's going to use those situations to glorify himself. So, look, we're just soldiers in this thing. You know, we are angelic. We have that signature upon our lives. Spiritual warriors of the kingdom of God. As His Spirit works through us, we do that which He has for us to do. And our lives do make the difference that God intended. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with living your life here in this world with a big target on your back in the realm of spirit, where you are shot at, maligned, targeted, antagonized to your face and behind your back, and knowing that if they could kill you, if they could finish you off, they would. But also knowing that they can't, because God is watching you. God is guiding you. God is taking care of you. Knowing that He's going to keep you, and that He has for you to fulfill something in this whole thing. And that's why you're here. Look, we're not here to make a name for ourselves. We're not here to build a career. We're not here to be anything that the world would esteem. We're here because God desired and destined that we would be here. We're here because He has that something for us to do and to accomplish according to His purpose. And that's it. When that's done, we're more than ready to check out. When that's done, when that's complete, we're more than content to leave this life and this world and go on and be with Him. So, knowing what you know, trust. Knowing what you know, live in hope and in faith. Knowing what you know, understand that which you face is common to the children of God. That which you face is not unusual. And have faith, knowing that He's carried His saints through for the ages that have come, and He will carry you through. And nothing that you face is anything beyond what it is that He could do with and through you. So whatever situation that you're in, just thank Him for it. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. You know, I think sometimes we've lost that. Thank Him for a difficult situation. Thank Him for testing your faith. Thank Him for the trial that you face. Because in that trial, He's making something out of you. In that trial, you know now who you are. You didn't before. You know that? Before you went through that trial, you didn't know who you were. You came through that trial and a lot of stuff was burned off your life. And once it was burned off your life, the real you was left there in Christ Jesus. And you realized who you were. Be that which God made you to be. Put your shoulders back. Thank Him for it. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You're fine. You are absolutely fine. Hey, relax. Smile. Enjoy the journey. Because He is going to carry us all the way through. So hey, I love you guys. God bless you. We'll catch up with you again sometime soon. Again, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. We love to know how you're doing out there. Oh, also, you can use that form that's in the contact section too. If you don't want to give an email address, but you just want to say a comment, something like that. You know what's funny? All those like website promo things, they send a ton of spam to us through that. Like how we can boost our ratings and all this stuff. We're not trying to boost ratings. This is a this is not for the masses. This is for the few. And you among the few. And we love you guys. All right. Hey, God bless you. Talk to you soon. Drop us an email. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.